itself. The guys went out and got two big uglies yesterday, and they specifically said, we need to protect our quarterback. How does that make the quarterback feel?
I don't know if they would appreciate you calling them big uglies, but, you know, we like the fact that we're going to solidify that line, and if it's just adding depth, that's good as well. They'll be a great addition to that room. The guys that we have up front will embrace those guys, bring them in, and help them come along. So all the guys that we've gotten so far, you know, the draft's still going on right now, but they're helping us win.
Robert, I know it's only been a couple weeks, but what difference have you noticed in the building with Jay versus what it was your first 2 years?
Yeah, you know, that's what we've tried to avoid, is trying to compare. You know, let Jay be Jay, and just like he's going to let us be the players that we are. So that's the biggest thing. He brings a great energy to the field. The staff that we have, the staff that he put together has been great. So we've only been on the field for three practices, and we're looking forward to more of them.
Bruce, what sticks out about just him as a coach and the way he's running everything?
Yeah, I mean, Coach is, you know, he's played the position, and he's helping us go out there and get better with whatever it is that we're working on out there. And, you know, he's just the team is really, he's really drawn the whole team in.
Bruce said that Raheem would lobby for particular positions on defense. Did you lobby at all for guys that you wanted to see?
I do what I can, but, you know, like I said, it's they make those decisions. I don't make those decisions, and I'm excited, and I trust them. So they've gone out, and they've made our team better, not only in free agency, but with the draft picks that we've gotten so far. We're a better team today.
What have you done from Deshaun so far? I mean, it's been, again, just like Jay, only a few weeks, but, you know, he comes here under those circumstances. What do you notice?
About Deshaun? Yeah, you know, Deshaun's a guy with speed. But I don't think people really understand how good his hands are. He's got a good catch radius. He can catch it almost anywhere. And, you know, his thing is just be dynamic. That's what he has to be. And he will be that for us. And I'm excited about that.
He looks invested. Because I know that was part of the stuff that came out in Philly and everything else. He looks like he's invested in everything here.
Yeah, he's invested. He's a guy that that has to feel wanted. And I think the whole D.C. community has made him feel wanted. And he's excited to be here, and that's all you can ask for. A dynamic player like him, excited to be where he's at, he will produce.
The rookie. Go ahead.
Have you warned him about the DC media at all? We know at times last year you seemed to get a little frustrated with it.
No, I didn't warn him about anything. You know, we're trying to bring this city together, and I know you guys are a big part of that as well. So there is no tough love, no hard feelings towards anything. We're all trying to do the same thing, and that's bring the city together and have people actually feel good on Mondays.
These rookies are.
Health is great. I've been blessed enough to be healthy for a long time now.
The rookies will come in wide-eyed. It was 2 years ago for you. You came in kind of in different circumstances, but do you recall that time, the feeling of walking in that first time as a pro?
Yeah, it's a new environment, new coaches, new teammates. It's an adjustment period. But what I try to tell the rookies that have come in the past couple of years or the last year is if you did it in college, you can do it in the pros. You have to believe and you have to earn the trust of everybody around you. That's what it comes down to. So you have to build those relationships, and I think those guys will do it.
You know, a lot of times teams that go through years like you did use that as motivation, put numbers up on the walls, that kind of stuff. I mean, what kind of effect does 3-13 have on you guys going into the offseason program?
Yeah, we throw that away. We're not 3-13 anymore. We're 0-0. And I think we cherish that. We look forward to the opportunity to go out and play and let our play do the talking. So you can learn from last year, and we've talked about it enough. We've all learned, and we're moving on.
The new draft picks, do you think you'll be better protected this year?
You know, like I said, those guys in that room, we'll bring those guys in, embrace them, help them come along, and we'll go out there and play the game like we're supposed to.